Formula One Insight. The Ringmaster checking in, giving us some insight on Suzuka. Welcome, Ringmaster. All right, so you hear what we're talking about, Ringmaster, about Bernie Ecclestone and Silverstone. Silverstone, right, Statman?
Yes.
Silverstone.
And how he may get involved with this track to where he will not have to pay the $15, $16 million promoter fee to be a part of this. Is that right, Ringmaster?
Well, you know what? That's the latest information that I'm gathering, but there's more. There was a company, or there's a newfound company called Brand Synergy. And really no one has heard of it before because, obviously it's new, but basically Nigel Mansell is a part of this whole thing. And the idea is that they're going to get back, they're going to raise the money, and Statman was right on with that $15 to $17 million range. I don't know if you mentioned this, but each year it goes up by 10% on top of that.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're talking. So he would be sitting, he'd have the meeting with the promoter at Silverstone when he wakes up in the morning for breakfast. So what do we want to do this week? Well, I don't want to pay any money. Cool, let's not pay any money.
It gets done at the end of the 7-year contract. We're looking at something like somewhere between $150 to $160 million that it would cost to promote the Silverstone Grand Prix. And you still have to upgrade the track. We're talking more than gravel here. We're talking, brand new pit. Basically, they went to China, and they fell in love with the way that the Chinese government got behind the Grand Prix in Shanghai and built these wonderful places. And you wonder why, and the lug had mentioned it before, and Gladys, I think, had too. It was like, why are they going to all of these unique, different countries? It's because governments are getting behind the Formula One races, and they're kind of like floating in the tax dollars to pay the kind of money for, what Bernie is asking for Silverstone. And basically, the British government has said, you're crazy. We're not going to do that. We're not going to pay you. We're not going to continue to give you more money so that you can get richer and richer and richer, and you put nothing back in motorsports. So forget about it. But, the fact that Bernie has now said that he's going to take over and try to promote the Silverstone race, I don't necessarily see it happening. I think what he's done is he's made it in a situation so that the British Racing Drivers Club, who is now in charge of Silverstone, makes them look even worse and basically holds them hostage so that they have to come up with the money to pay it,
We've got the Ringmaster here in the Speed Freaks pitch, a little Formula One inside, a little precursor to Suzuka, the Formula One race going off in Japan. And I asked Statman, in his mind, some big changes, and that's one of the things that came up was Bernie. But in your mind, what are some other big changes that we should expect for 2005 in Formula One?
Well, it's really more of a package from 2005 to 2007, and we need to talk about specifically something called the Concord Agreement, and I want to make sure that the Freak Nation knows what that is. It's basically the constitution of Formula One that is there. It's secret. Nobody really knows what it says, but it is the document that is the governing body, and essentially it makes up all the rules. It basically it has Formula One in the situation that it is now, where the teams basically get as low as 27%, as high as 36% of the total pie of Formula One. And the rest of it goes to Formula One management, which is Mr. Bernie Ecclestone, and you can see how he does his math. So essentially, this agreement is up for renegotiation at the end of 2007. So that's why you've heard about all of these things, and we talked about the Grand Prix World Championship, or the GPWC. That's the manufacturers who are going out. Basically, Toyota and Honda and Fiat and Mercedes-Benz have gotten together and said, this is ludicrous. We're going to form our own series. So they've even gone out, as they've gone so far as to trademark Grand Prix World Championship. So it is a viable competitive chip that says, we may have, Formula One may be done, and there may be another series. Bernie has then, counteracted that and come up with, they killed off Formula 3000, and it is going to be named GP2 starting next year. Well, essentially, Bernie has also gone out now and trademarked GP1, which could ultimately be the replacement for Formula One of the control. So, that's huge. We have manufacturers that are leaving night and day. Obviously we know about Jaguar with Ford pulling out completely of Formula One because of the cost. I get word now that it's almost a sure bet that Renault will be gone at the end of 2005.
Wow. So, wait, whoa. So, where are these teams going to come from? They have 10 now. You're talking about two leaving. There's not a lot of people standing in that line asking for the right to spend $500 million a year to race in Formula One.
And that's why we have to have changes. But there is one thing about the Concorde Agreement that we do know is that 20 cars must line up on the grid, which is 10 teams with two cars each. They are now saying that there's even a potential, because they can't meet that, because so many teams have dropped out, if Ford is gone and no one comes in really to replace in time, they're now talking about the upper echelon teams, the Ferraris, the Williams, the McLarens, having to run three cars. But get this, the cars will score no points and cannot count towards a championship.
What?
So you're just going to ask somebody to spend $100 million to go out there and fill the... That's the ultimate field filler.
Wow.
At least they don't have to spend that much money when they're racing in NASCAR.
Right. Well, you know, so it's one of those things where, you know, there's so much that is happening. There is a new Formula series coming out. It's called the A1 series. And Statman, you talked to me last week a little bit over the internet about what that was. And essentially, all the information that I have is that there's a sheik out of Dubai. Has anybody ever been there?
No.
Not recently.
They've got money to burn. Maybe they should promote Silverstone. I don't know. But anyway, what they're doing is they're starting yet another open wheel series. And this one is going to be franchised out based on countries, so that each country that participates will have its own team, and then the team will compete in the colors of the country. Currently, right now, Lebanon has sold their way into a team. The United Kingdom has a team. Bahrain has a team.
Only one team per country?
Only one team per country. So basically, you've got the franchise rights to that country if this thing goes big.
See, Statman, there's your ISOC as opposed to IROC, International Series of Champions. There's your IROC.
And there you go. And then we're going to give the American franchise to AJ Foyt. How do you think that'll fit?
Well. That might, you know what, I don't know. I think he's beholden to the IRL, isn't he?
Beholden to something. I would love to see the sheiks from Dubai have to deal with AJ.
And I'll tell you what, there's another rumor out now. We had always talked about Red Bull potentially buying the Jaguar team, but there is a current snag, and that Ford wants to offload Jaguar and Cosworth and Pi Research all as a package deal. And I don't think that Red Bull is interested in doing that, is buying the whole package. In other words, they buy the team, but they're not interested in buying Cosworth. So there is another potential buyer, and it's called Oakwell Associates. And basically, it's an investment company that's got several billions of dollars, and they're looking to maybe buy the whole package. And do you remember a couple of years ago, Dan Gurney's name was brought up about he potentially going out and funding to start his own Formula One team, but the deal kind of fell through because he didn't have the funding. Rumor has it that he may be involved with this Oakwell group. So Dan Gurney could actually be back in Formula One.
Okay. At first, I was cringing when you said Dan Gurney. I thought, no, dude. But if he's involved with a group that's got the money, then that's great. Where's Jimmy Button going to go? I know he's kind of hopping around.
Where's Jimmy Button going to go? We still don't know.
Sorry. Talked about a little two-wheel there.
Jimmy Button.
I meant Jimmy Button.
That's all right. I got you. Essentially, it doesn't really matter what his name is because nobody knows where he's going. At this point, you know, they pushed back his hearing, something called the Contract Recognitions Board, which was formed back in the early 90s because of Michael Schumacher. And Lud got on me last time for using the word poached, but basically Michael Schumacher got poached from Eddie Jordan's hand and ended up in the Benetton. And so the small teams got upset. They said, you can't do this. You can't take our drivers, our mainstays. So they formed this Contract Recognitions Board so that any time there's foul play or a driver wants to move to another team, it has to be approved by this board. Well, it was supposed to have been approved the day before the Japanese Grand Prix. Well, we almost didn't have a Japanese Grand Prix. That is going on. But they keep moving the date back. So essentially, what we have is this. And this is all speculation, but if Button ends up staying, look at Fisichella to go to Williams and Jacques Villeneuve to stay at Renault. And this is a big thing that I'm going to drop on you now. I know we don't have time to talk about it, but we're also hearing that Rubens Barrichello has been given permission to talk if he would like, and could potentially, if Button leaves, take his BAR seat. and then Button would go to Williams.
Are those talks going to go on in your cigar lounge there in the basement of the Ringmaster's big tent?
You know, I'm just making it up as I go along, but no, they didn't share that with me. Could I see Rubens Barrichello moving to BAR? Yeah, I mean, at this point, anything is possible, but the real big thing, Kenny, you ask about it, what's going to happen in 2005 to 2007, we don't know. But as an investor or someone who would want to invest in Formula One, you never want to invest in a company, spend all that money, if you don't know what their projected sales, you know, if they don't have something in the pipeline or something that looks stable. That's the number one thing for all investment is, does it have some sort of stability outweighs the risk? And right now, Formula One is a very, very risky proposition because we don't know who's going to be in charge. We don't know where the races are going to be. We've got 19 races. They've got 19 races scheduled for next year, and the teams have only agreed to do 17.
You know what it sounds like to me? Champ Car. Oh, no, that was known as CART at the time.
Yeah, it does. So, you know, at this point, you know, if Rubens moves, I mean, I don't know. I don't even know if we will be calling it Formula One a year and a half from now.
Hey, we got the Ringmaster Formula One Insight Maven here. Hey, Barrichello, he's got to get fed up of being Schumacher's bitch.
Bitch!
And when you look at that and you hear about him moving, you know him better than the three of us in this room. Is he a guy that is fed up of smelling Schumacher's behind?
Well, you know what? I don't think it's necessarily where he would be fed up. You know, I think what it is that it's respect to the fact that, you know what, he does have talent. He is a viable GP winner. We've proven that. I mean, Schumacher had an absolute disaster in China. Rubens had probably one of the best races of his career. He wants to win the Brazilian GP, and that's coming up after this one. If he wins that with Ferrari, I think the potential is there that he could go somewhere else because his objectives of what he really wanted to do at Ferrari would have been met. He'd be ready. I mean, he'd won the GPs that he had wanted to win. He'd won his home GP. He had done everything that he could possibly do at Ferrari except become a world champion, and we knew that he wasn't going to be a world champion at Ferrari from the very beginning.
Ringmaster here in the Speed Freaks pits, Formula One Insight. Ringmaster, thanks for taking about 10 minutes out of your day to come into the Freak Nation, buddy.
You're absolutely welcome, guys.
How do you like that 2 o'clock feeding?
Well, you know what? A good thing the Japanese race has been pushed back because he's actually down during that time. So.
Ringmaster, thanks for coming in, buddy.
Bye-bye.